Tell you what, big fella, if you had picked that one off yesterday, if you had picked that one off yesterday, you might have been leading the league right now in interceptions here.
No, I think I actually think Cal is leading with four of them, I think, now. So.
Well, you could have picked another one. Come on, man.
The fact that you're following the leaders tells me that you're looking at these picks.
No, it's Cal. Cal come to me and telling me, you know, what the deal is. So
he does. He leads the league right now and doing it. Hey, listen, I heard you talk about it after the game. And obviously that was a step forward for the defense. Were you a little concerned about the poor tackling during the course of the game? Because clearly you put some pressure on Romo yesterday. There were a lot. You made the stops when you needed to make the stops, but the tackling was a little shaky yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to always have some type of problem each week going into a ball game, and you know this week was tackling, and you know it's an easy fix. It's not like we're biting nails and trying to figure out how we can fix it. You know, we go in and we work on tackling drills. So it was a problem. We knew it was going into the game. We knew it was going to be a problem with these backs, and it was. So we just have to continue to do a good job of practicing and actually tackling in practice and it worked for us. We've been a pretty good tackling football team over the years. So I don't think it'd be hard to get back to being a physical type. Tackling, defense. So it's just more work we have to put into it. So that's one area that we'll attack and we'll continue to, attack throughout the course of the year.
You said you knew it would be a problem with these backs. What was the scouting report that you guys had on them?
Well, he break a lot of tackles. I mean, these guys didn't need much room to break one or get down the field in a hurry. Just very powerful runners, and they show. They hard runners, and they hard to bring down. So going in, we say one thing we wanted to do is try to game tackle. And that, when you game tackle, you're not dependent on one person. You have a couple guys around the ball and swarming to the ball. And I think, at times we did that, at times when we, had one person or whatever. That's one of the things that, like I said, we'll continue to work on. And, it's not a hard fix. It's something that we can actually put more emphasis on. And the more people we get to the ball, the better it is for our defense. And I think last night we did a real good job of actually hustling to the ball, getting to, people at times, and being able to game tackle. So with negatives come positives. So you have to learn from both of them, continue to build on the positive. And negative, correct them. And I think, we'll correct that and we'll move forward, continue to move forward as a good defense.
We were talking about the big play you almost had with the interception, but you did come up with a big play. You forced a fumble. Was that something that was by design? Did you see the ball exposed and you decided, okay, I can get to it here? Or was that just a function of, hey, I'm gonna put my big arm on him, and because of that, he lost control of the ball? How did you see that fumble unfolding?
No, I was just basically going to, try to make a tackle. It wasn't nothing more than, going in and actually, trying to make a tackle. I think we had chances later on in the last drive, actually, when we got the three and out for the offense. I think Gerard Warren had a great play where he almost had the ball out. And, I didn't realize until we watched film today, and I saw it but that's another thing, through the course of the week, you look at certain things and you would try to attack people differently and stuff like that, and we knew there was tough runners, but at the same time, we knew they put the ball on the ground too. So we wanted to get to those pressure points on that ball, and we got one out yesterday, but we had a chance to get a couple more out, but it didn't come out. But awareness is everything, and the more aware that we are on the football field, the better we'll play. And I think in certain situations yesterday, it helped us. Especially in the red area, being alert and plays that we needed to make and get off the field, I think we did a good job of doing that situationally and being able to get off the field and get our offense back on the field. So, once again, we just got to continue doing that stuff. Every week we practice that. Every week we look at film and see the things, how we want to approach it, and it won't change. That's something we're going to have to build on each week because it's actually helping us. So, Everybody understands that, and everybody know they have a job to do, and that's one thing we have to do to continue to be, you know, improve as a defense.
You and Spike seemed to read the shovel pass instantly. Was that something that you had seen on film, something that you had already prepared for? Because you seemed to, you know, pick it out right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I say, you know, a lot of film, a lot of just studying and, you know, Cowboys do a lot of things. I'm talking about their type of team that they'll throw different groupings, different personnels, different blocking schemes, different runs, different screens, different – you name it, they have it. I think they have every play that you could draw up, they have. And I think one of the things that, you know, I looked at and as a defense we looked at is when they get in crucial situations or a crucial down, third down, they like to have something funky. You know, it's always something that's different about them with third down and when they got to have a play, what they like to do. So when I was down there, I kind of smelled something, and, you know, I just alerted him. I didn't know it was going to be a shovel pass. I just knew it was a run. Yeah, it was some type of run. And it turns out, you know, everybody was on the same point and turns out to make the play. And that was a big play for us to get off and, you know, allow them to kick a field goal instead of giving up 7 points. That was a big play for our defense. So, everybody, it wasn't just me, it was everybody, you know, Spikes with the play and everybody else just doing their assignment and just trusting one another. And I think last night you saw a good team effort, especially from the defensive standpoint. I mean, we never got too high, we never got too low. We knew it was going to be a tough fought football game throughout course the whole game. But we just had to stay poised, and I think we kept that. We kept chipping away. And you know what? Good things happen. So we rose to the occasion, got off the field when we needed to get off the field, give our, you know, offense time to work. And there's no other quarterback I would like to have in a situation like we had yesterday than Tom Brady. So it was never a doubt in our mind that, you know, we was going to win the ball game. So we just knew we had to get off the field, give them time. And we did.
You know, Vince, I was thinking about this yesterday. You've had a – you play with a variety of defensive linemen, from Bobby Hamilton to Keith Traylor to Ty Warren to Richard Seymour. And now this group, you know, Warren made a big play yesterday, as you alluded to. You saw Kyle Love out there making some plays. Andre Carter with a couple of sacks. How would you compare this group that you're on the defensive line with now to some of the groups that you've played with in the past? I mean, is there an identity for this group that is different from those guys, and if so, what is it?
You know, I try not to compare them. One thing that I do say that's similar to all of those guys are they're all competitive. They always, you know, they want to win. They want to do what's right for the team. They always work hard, and that's the one thing I can see that's similar to, you know, all the defensive linemen that I've played with. You know, they're not selfish. They're very, very all about the team, and they buy into what we try to do. They know exactly what, and they're smart. But I don't try to sit back and be, you know, compare, you know, one guy to Seymour or Keith or guys like that. But it's the guys that we have around here. They smart ball players. They've been around. They catch on quick. They learn the defense quick. And it helps us. It's easy when you have guys that go on the field that you could depend on, because it's book smart and it's football smart. When you have both of those, you have a pretty decent player. And I think we have some of those type of guys, book smart, you know, and football smarts. And I think sometimes you have to have more football smarts than anything, because it's easy to write something down and, you know, show it on you know, on a piece of paper how it's supposed to look, but it's a difference when you actually out there moving, people moving, and then you have to react and understand what's going on. That's a big difference, and I think we have that. I think guys starting to understand that. I think we're starting to play together, and I think everybody's just starting to get confidence and just starting to trust one another where we need to be. So it's not perfect. It's definitely not perfect. It's definitely – it's things we need to work on. But, you know, we're heading in the right direction. We just have to keep grinding and keep chipping away, and we'd be okay.
Well, help me out with this. What if you have guys like Glenn and me who are neither book smart nor football smart.
Well, that's why you guys sit back and you so-called experts.
There you go.
Experts are not book smart or football smart. What the hell do you do? I mean, it seemed pretty lost.
Yeah. Thanks for the so-called. Yeah,
so-called.
That was really nice. The
so-called expert.
Hey, I tell you what, Vince. We've been called worse than that. And by our friends on top of it. So what are you doing this week? It's early to have the bye. So it can't be that you're worn out quite yet. So what do you do this week when you get a few days off?
I'm relaxing. I'm definitely relaxing. Get a chance to actually go see my son play, Pop Warner, because they play on Sunday. So I have a chance to go see him play on Sunday and just, relax and just try to, get the legs and everything back up under you because, you're not worn out, but at the same time, you can feel you need a little break. So I think it was perfect for us to be going into a bye and being able to take care of your body, get the extra treatments, the extra film study, and stuff. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be sitting here with the family, enjoying the family, and then basically just relaxing and just taking care of the body and getting ready for this long stretch.